Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Quad has emerged as a key group to work for peace, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region to attend 6th summit of Quad leaders at Wilmington in Delaware beginning past midnight Indian Standard Time. India and Brazil reiterate to collaborate in production and use of sustainable aviation fuels and enhance bilateral trade. Campaigning gains momentum for second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah holds rally in Poonch. In Sri Lanka, voting for presidential polls underway in first elections after economic downturn. Met Department forecasts heavy rain for 3 days in Odisha from tomorrow. In Japan, thousands of people ordered to evacuate from Wajima and Suzu cities ahead of weather forecast warning. And in cricket, India declares second innings at 287 for 4, setting a massive 515-run target for Bangladesh in the Chennai Test. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on his way to attend the 6th annual Quad Leaders Summit at Wilmington in Delaware to begin past midnight. Members of the Quad group are expected to discuss a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies. Prior to the Quad summit, Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral meeting with President Joe Biden tonight. He is also scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese and Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida. Prior to his departure to US this morning, the Prime Minister in a statement said that the Quad Forum has emerged as a key group of like-minded countries to work for peace, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. He added that he is looking forward to joining his colleagues for the Quad Summit. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his meeting with President Biden will allow India and US to review and identify new pathways to further deepen comprehensive global strategic partnership. India, Australia, Japan and the US form Quad grouping with a commitment to support an open, free and inclusive Indo-Pacific. Quad's initiatives are aimed at complementing the region's development priorities, accelerating the implementation of sustainable development goals and delivering public goods to countries in the Indo-Pacific region. The Quad operates through meetings, summits, information sharing and joint military exercises. The motive behind the Quad is to keep the strategic sea routes in the Indo-Pacific free of any military or political influence. Our correspondent has more details.
The Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, or Quad, was proposed by the then Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in 2007. It fell dormant for a decade and was resurrected in 2017 with a joint working meeting on the sidelines of ASEAN Summit. Quad saw a natural evolution and elevation in 2021 with the first Quad Leaders Summit taking place in virtual format on 12th March that year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated along with his counterparts from Australia, Japan and the US to discuss regional and global issues, especially the Indo-Pacific. The Quad Leaders Summit later tonight will be the 6th summit between the leaders. India's participation in the Quad also aligns with its Act East policy and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of deeper engagement with East Asian nations. India is all set to host the Quad Summit next year. With Bhupendra Singh, Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
From Delaware, Prime Minister Modi will travel to New York, where he will interact with the Indian community and meet top executives of leading US-based companies. On the final day of his visit, Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. The Prime Minister said in his departure statement that this is an opportunity for the global community to chart the road ahead for the betterment of humanity. A correspondent covering Prime Minister's visit reports that ahead of the UN Summit of the Future, in which Prime Minister Modi will deliver a key address, there's excitement amongst the Indian community, especially students. She talked to one of the students about his views and expectations from the summit.
I see this summit as a really important one, not only for India or US, but for the entire world. because key issues like sustainable development will be addressed, climate change will be addressed, and various other reforms that are currently needed. Coming out of the pandemic, it's really important for the entire world to focus on sustainable development. I feel that the elements of Viksit Bharat under Prime Minister Narendra Modi are reflected in this summit, like sustainable development, climate action, and working towards the economic prosperity. I'm very optimistic about this summit and will be happy to have Prime Minister over here.
India and Brazil have reviewed the existing collaboration in the energy sector and mutually beneficial relationship in bilateral trade and cooperation in sustainable fuels, particularly biofuels. This was stated in a joint statement issued after the meeting between Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri and Brazilian Minister of Mines and Energy Alexandre Silveira. Mr. Puri is on a three-day visit to Brazil since Thursday. During the meeting, the two sides reaffirmed their commitment to identify new possible mechanisms for increasing the presence of Indian companies in the country, including through new investment opportunities in producing assets. The two leaders reiterated the commitment to identify the ways to enhance trade between the two countries, including through innovative mechanisms. The sides noted that India and Brazil are well positioned to collaborate on production and use of sustainable aviation fuels, SAF, by leveraging the existing ethanol and biodiesel production infrastructure, growing aviation market and vast feedstock potential, including their agricultural resources. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. Campaigning has intensified for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. In this phase, 26 constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that Jammu and Kashmir has witnessed an unprecedented transformation under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, moving from terrorism to peace. Addressing a public rally at Mendhar in Poonch district, he said that the youth of JNK now hold laptops in their hands instead of stones.
आज नरेंद्र मोदी जी की भाजपा सरकार ने दहशतगर्दी पर समाप्ति करने का काम किया है और युवाओं के हाथ में पत्थर की जगह लैपटॉप देने का काम भारतीय जनता पार्टी हमारी एक खूबसूरत वादियों में दहशतगर्दी को हम नहीं घुसने देंगे.
Mr. Shah also addressed rallies in Rajouri and Jammu districts. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah is scheduled to hold rallies at Nowshera and Majalta in Udhampur East constituency. Senior BJP leaders JP Nadda and Rajnath Singh will also address rallies in the coming days. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and NCP leader Dr. Farooq Abdullah will address election rallies on Monday. In Haryana, the single-phase assembly elections will be held on the 5th of October. We bring you a profile of Uchana Kalan Assembly constituency of Bangar in Jind. The constituency came into existence in 1977. We have a report.
Uchana Kalan Assembly constituency has been in the news due to the face-off between the Chautala family and Birinder Singh family. This time, Dushyant Chautala of Chennai Janata Party, Brijinder Singh, son of Birinder Singh of Congress, and Devinder Atri of Bharatiya Janata Party are contesting from this seat. Indian National Lok Dal BSP Alliance has fielded Vinod Aleva and Aam Aadmi Party has fielded Pawan Fauji as their candidate. Birinder Singh has been in Congress most of the time. Congress rebels are also making new acquisitions in Uchana Assembly constituency. Birinder Ghogariya and Dilbag Sandil are contesting the election as independents after rebelling from Congress. Nepotism has become a big issue in this area. Apart from this, development and unemployment are also election issues. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Akashwani News, Chandigarh.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with the BJP workers, volunteers and supporters under the program Mera Booth Sabse Majboot on the 26th of this month during the Haryana Assembly elections. He will interact with them at around 12:30 p.m. through the Namo app. Mr. Modi has also urged them to send their questions and suggestions. The NDA government at the centre has completed its first 100 days after coming to power for a historic third term. During this period, Prime Minister Modi-led government launched projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees with a focus on middle-class infrastructure, farmers, women and youth. The government took several steps to empower the middle class in the country. We have more from a correspondent.
The Narendra Modi government has accorded high priority to the middle class. The income up to 7 lakh rupees is tax-free, and an increase in standard deduction from 50,000 to 75,000 rupees is benefiting crores of taxpayers. Comprehensive review of Income Tax Act initiated to simplify it and make it people-friendly. Modi government has assured 50% pension to 23 lakh central government employees under the Unified Pension Scheme. One rank, one pension was revised to ensure welfare of retired defense personnel and their families. Custom duty on gold, silver reduced to 6% and on platinum 6.4% to provide relief to the middle class. Solar systems installed in 3.5 lakh houses under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, which is increasing the savings for the middle class. Mudra loan limit doubled from 10 lakh to 20 lakh rupees, boosting entrepreneurship. 1 crore houses were sanctioned under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban with a central government subsidy of 2.3 lakh crore rupees. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has called for the upliftment of citizens of the Northeast in fostering unification of the country. Addressing the 7th Northeast Student Festival, NEST, in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said that the recognition and awareness for the Northeastern people have changed since 2014. Voting for the presidential elections in Sri Lanka is underway in the first elections after the economic downturn. Our Colombo correspondent reports that so far voting has been peaceful as the 17 million electorate vote to choose the 9th executive president. Voting commenced at 7 a.m. at over 13,400 polling centres across 22 electoral districts. We have a report.
In what has been seen as a pivotal election for Sri Lanka, voters have been lining up at the polling centres to choose the next executive president in the island nation. Voter turnout is being reported to be around 45% as of 1 p.m. in Colombo. The election commission has said that all those who will be in the queue at 4 p.m. will be permitted to vote. After completion of voting, counting of votes will be initiated, in which the postal ballots will be counted first. The results are announced by tomorrow. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over several parts of the country during the next few days. Heavy rain is expected in Odisha from tomorrow till Tuesday and in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Thursday. Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are also likely to experience isolated heavy rainfall from Monday to Thursday. Chhattisgarh is also likely to see isolated heavy rain during this period, while Vidarbh and East Madhya Pradesh are expected to receive heavy rainfall from Tuesday to Thursday. In Japan, around 30,000 people in Wajima and Suzu cities in the central parts of the country have been ordered to evacuate after forecast of major flooding following heavy rain. They have been told to seek shelter in Ishikawa Prefecture on Honshu Island. The Japan Meteorological Agency has issued a heavy rain emergency, the highest alert level for parts of the prefecture. According to official media, 12 rivers in the prefecture have breached their banks. The United Nations has allocated $2 million to support the Vietnamese government's humanitarian response following widespread damage inflicted by Typhoon Yagi. The funding will focus on providing emergency shelter and water, sanitation and hygiene assistance, particularly targeting communities with pre-existing vulnerabilities. Typhoon Yagi hit Vietnam on the 7th of this month, taking over 290 lives and damaging 237,000 homes. Nearly 3 million people have been affected by the disaster. India have declared the second innings at 287 for 4, setting a massive total of 515 runs for Bangladesh in the opening test at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Bangladesh were 56 for no wickets when last reports came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Quad has emerged as a key group to work for peace, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region to attend 6th Summit of Quad Leaders at Wilmington in Delaware, beginning past midnight Indian Standard Time. India and Brazil reiterate to collaborate in production and use of sustainable aviation fuels and enhance bilateral trade. Campaigning gains momentum for second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah holds rally in Poonch. In Sri Lanka, voting for presidential polls underway in first elections after economic downturn. Met Department forecasts heavy rain for 3 days in Odisha from tomorrow. And in cricket, India declares second innings at 287 for 4, setting a massive 515 runs target for Bangladesh in the Chennai Test. And with that, we end the Midday News.